The answer is A, ACTH stimulation test, which is our diagnostic investigation for adrenal insufficiency. This patient has Waterhouse-Fredrickson syndrome, secondary to meningococcal septicemia. It's bilateral hemorrhagic necrosis of the adrenal glands. The blood pressure is low because cortisol is low. So after you give IV saline, you're going to need to give hydrocortisone to increase the or to replace the cortisol. That's going to cause upregulation of alpha-1 receptors on vascular endothelium, thereby permitting the catecholamines, dopamine, norepinephrine, epinephrine to do their job, bind to the alpha-1 receptors, maintain basal-level blood pressure. The serum studies show decreased sodium, increased potassium, decreased bicarb. That's characteristic of the low aldosterone, which is corroborating of our diagnosis of adrenal insufficiency here. So once again, ACTH stimulation test, that's what we use to diagnose adrenal insufficiency. Dexamethasone suppression test, wrong answer. That's what we use for Cushing disease. Okay, that's it.